Well, basically, we're trying to, as Greenpeace, is trying to do what we did in the Antarctic, was to make it a world park, basically. So it's owned by everyone, and nobody exploits it. So it's a reserve, and it's totally left alone to its own ways, basically, so that the animals can survive there. I mean, at the moment, the only reason the oil companies are going into the Arctic is because the ice is melting. The ice is melting because of the climate change. Climate change is because of our overuse of fossil fuels, and oil being one of them. So basically, it's like they're actually exploiting something they've created. In fact, there's only about 5 years' worth of oil at the most in the Arctic, which is a very small amount of oil for the world to use. But it's a lot of money for them, so that's why they want to exploit it now. The danger being is that they don't have the technology to actually drill in those extreme conditions.
Greenpeace's website itself actually claims that the Arctic is already in a death spiral. Is it too late for the Arctic?
Well, I don't think it's too late. If we stop using the fossil fuel the way that we're using it at the moment, to actually realise that we are in danger of destroying our planet with climate change, or the way that we want it to be, that if we stop doing that now, use the money and resources to actually reserve what we've got. I'm not saying to everyone that they can stop driving their cars, they can't use their coal or their oil to heat their houses. It's just that we have to realise that we have to change.
Now, obviously, a lot of the oil companies will claim that drilling in the Arctic can be done safely and that they have the technology. How would you respond to those claims?
Well, basically, it's been proved because we've asked them to produce their oil spill plans, and they haven't been able to do that. In fact, we went into did a direct action up in Scotland to try and find one of their oil spill companies, They couldn't produce it. Even when we searched for it and asked for it, they wouldn't produce it. So basically, they don't really know what they're doing. So basically, they don't have any plans. They don't have any... some of the equipment, Shell being the company that are most advanced in their plans for drilling the Arctic, are using antiquated equipment. One of the boats couldn't get out of the harbour because of the old equipment. So basically, what chance do they have in extreme weather conditions like the Arctic to be able to safely drill?